Good evening. My name is Alex So, and this is for IST609 Security Tool Project. I would like to introduce you to my company, Cyberdyne Systems. Here at Cyberdyne Systems, we are a company that provides cybersecurity for business and personal use. Let's start off with some facts. The federal government has suffered nearly 680% increase in cybersecurity breaches in the past 6 years. Sean Henry, an assistant director to the FBI, says that so far this year, cyber criminals have stolen over $100 million from U.S. banks. The financial industry successfully withstood 3 waves of distributed denial-of-service attacks in the beginning of September 2012. Nation states, not hackers, are most likely to launch successful cyber terrorist attacks against classified networks and critical infrastructure. They have the necessary discipline, resources, and commitment. About 10% of all social media users have received a cyber threat. More than 600,000 accounts are compromised every day on Facebook alone. A whopping 59% of employees steal proprietary corporate data when they quit or are fired. The National Nuclear Security Administration, an arm of the Energy Department, records 10 million attempted hacks per day. 53% of U.S. companies express little to no confidence to stopping security breaches in the next 12 months. The annual cost for global cybercrime is over $100 billion. With the facts just presented, you can understand as an executive why it is crucial and very important for you to focus on cybersecurity. So you may ask yourself, what is cybersecurity? Well, I'm here to tell you. Basically, there are 3 elements of cybersecurity: the human element, the technical element, and the data element. Let's start off with the human element. The human element can be considered one of the weakest links in cybersecurity. Reasons for this are markets becoming ever more user-centric. At the same time, it's all becoming a lot more virtual. Users are becoming ever more device-dependent. Social media combined with the human element has a huge effect on cybersecurity. With the lack of identity verification, social engineering, diffusion of fake profiles, personal data exposure, corporate data disclosures, inadequate data retention, failure to follow behavior policies. This is just to name a few of the social media combined with the human element. Some more human element examples could be the adoption of weak authentication processes, unaware of diffusion of malware, failure to follow best practices and policies for the mitigation of cyber threats, such as adaptation of security systems to protect against malware, inadequate data classification or segmentation, failure to follow best practices for data protection, and remote access and device sharing. So let's move on to the technical element. In this section, I'll be describing some of the possible attacks and things attackers can do to a security system. First off is viruses. This is a type of malicious code that requires you to actually do something before it infects your computer. This action could be opening an email attachment or going on a particular web page. Next up is worms. Worms propagate without user intervention. They typically start by exploiting software vulnerability. Then once the victim's computer has been infected, the worm will attempt to find and infect other computers. Similar to viruses, worms can propagate via email, websites, or network-based software. The automated self-propagation of worm distinguishes itself from viruses. Next up, Trojan horses. A Trojan horse program is a software that claims to be one thing while in fact doing something behind the scenes differently. For example, a program that claims it will speed up your computer may actually be sending confidential information to a remote intruder. Next up, hackers, attacker, or intruder. These terms are applied to people who seek to exploit weaknesses in software and computer systems for their own gain. Although their intentions are sometimes fairly benign and motivated solely by curiosity, their actions are typically in violation of the intended use of the system that they are exploiting. The results can range from mere mischief to malicious activity. Lastly, malicious code. This category includes codes such as viruses, worms, and Trojan horses, as previously spoken about. Although some people use these terms interchangeably, they have unique characteristics. So what is the incentive for an attacker's motivation? Here are some of the top driving reasons for incursions. 7% is social activism or civil disobedience, with 15% being dissatisfaction with employer or job. 23% is industrial espionage, terrorism, financial crime, data theft. And the majority is 49% just opportunistic individuals, people looking for something to do, and 6% with other motivations. And lastly, I'll be talking about the data element. Now, you may ask yourself, what can we do about our data? Well, here are a couple of things. First, identify and categorize your data to define protective measures. Define how your secure your data is. Identify which records warrant protection and where they reside. Secondly, develop a document practical mechanisms for sharing data. Consider defining templates that explain what security mechanisms you will employ depending on data sensitivity. Minimize the number of locations where sensitive data is stored. Realize that users of data need to have a convenient way of accessing the data just to get the work done. And lastly, implement processes and technologies for detecting data leaks. Web search engines to identify potential sensitive records accessible to the public over the internet. Another class of tools you may find useful is data leakage prevention tools. So in closing, here at Cyberdyne Systems, we believe that IT security should be put first and foremost in all corporations, large or small. As shown in the previous examples, any company is vulnerable without the proper knowledge. IT security should be led from the top and taught to the bottom. Together, we can reduce the risk of data breaches and loss of valuable information. So in order to protect your customers' privacy, we as an organization must do what is morally ethical to protect the people we do business with, as well as our suppliers. I'd like to thank you for your time. I'm Alex with Cyberdyne. We'll see you on the next podcast.